We are a continuum. Just as we reach back to our ancestors for our fundamental values, so we, as guardians of that legacy, must reach ahead to our children and their children. And we do so with a sense of sacredness in that reaching. As we remember those words from Paul Tsongas, we celebrate the legacy that has come to us through our Wisconsin classical musicians, countless examples of art and creativity that inspire us all to carry them forward. This Saturday afternoon, the Chippewa Valley Symphony Orchestra celebrates its legacy in a concert that features the Youth Symphony and the winner of its Young Artist Competition, 16-year-old pianist Antonia Wu. They'll also include pieces that were played in Eau Claire's Grand Opera House and other venues dating back to the late 1860s, overtures, song transcriptions, and dances from France, Italy, Norway, and Germany. Andrew Sewell and the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra bring us an example of a young Beethoven applying some of what he learned from Haydn in 1792, one of three sets of dances to grace the halls of the Hofburg Palace.
Thank you. Thank you.
Andrew Sewell conducting the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra with 12 contradances written by a 23-year-old Beethoven. Part of their January 11, 2013 performance at Madison's Capitol Theater. Recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. To find out all that the Chippewa Valley Symphony is bringing to this Saturday afternoon's concert at the Pablo Center, go to cvsymphony.org. In just a moment, we'll find out how musicians around the state are celebrating John Harbison's 80th birthday. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. A graduate of Harvard and Princeton, MIT professor and creator of their vocal jazz ensemble, director of the Festival of Contemporary Music at Tanglewood, composer in residence with the Pittsburgh Symphony, the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and the American Academy in Rome, Pulitzer Prize winner and MacArthur Fellowship recipient John Harbison reached his 80th birthday in December. To mark the occasion, he's unwrapping three major premieres, more than a dozen new recordings, his first book, and performances across the globe. On the family farm in Token Creek, the chamber music festival he created with violinist Rosemary Harbison 30 years ago remains a highlight of the Wisconsin summer concert season, but no one in the Madison area wants to wait until August to celebrate. In the next month, you'll find Harbison included in events at the Wisconsin Union Theater, the First Unitarian Society, the UW-Madison Library, and the Meadwitter School of Music, which is where this hour's first Harbison offering was recorded. His 1977 Snow Country for oboe and string quintet was inspired by what the composer calls an unusually dark Wisconsin winter. And between the sharp lines and the soft, the sensuous harmonies and the shivery, we find everything that makes this such an exciting time of year. John Harbison's actual birthday is December 20th, and oboist Mark Fink, the Pro Arte Quartet, and double bass soloist John Clark recorded Snow Country on December 20th, 2005.
Thank you.
John Harbison's Snow Country, with the Pro Arte Quartet, double bass soloist John Clark, and oboist Mark Fink, recorded and mastered at UW-Madison's Mills Music Hall by Marv Nunn. Sally Chisholm, violist of the Pro Arte Quartet, is the dedicatee of John Harbison's brand new viola sonata, which she will premiere with pianist Timothy Lovelace on February 17th. There's more information at music.wisc.edu. Other ensembles performing Harbison's music in the next several weeks include the Mosaic Chamber Players, the Madison Choral Project, and the Madison Symphony Orchestra, kicking off their concerts the weekend of February the 15th with The Most Often Used Chords, inspired by fundamentals that grace the covers of Italian music notebooks. In 2010, the orchestra turned to Harbison's opera, The Great Gatsby, which premiered at the Metropolitan Opera on Harbison's birthday in 1999, and was recently revived at Semper Opera Dresden, following performances in Chicago, San Francisco, Aspen, and Boston. John Harbison wrote the libretto as well as the music, but for this suite from the opera, we skip the words to focus on his background in jazz as well as his command of the orchestra.
Thank you.
John Humane conducting the Madison Symphony Orchestra in the suite from John Harbison's 1999 opera, The Great Gatsby, part of their November 2010 Overture Hall concert, recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. You'll hear more of John Harbison's music on our airwaves in the weeks to come, and you'll find updates on all of the John Harbison celebrations at TokenCreekFestival.org. No legacy is so rich as honesty. From William Shakespeare centuries ago to Wisconsin classical musicians today, we all flourish as we explore the rich, honest legacy of generous artists and creators. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.